We had the whole package right away. We didn't have to get on stage and then figure it out. It kind of like we were watching what was happening around us in London and in New York and then finally L.A. And we took our energy from the MC5 and the 60s thing, 67, you know, from that era. And we amalgamated it. We refined it. And with the look and the sound, we wanted shorter songs. Everybody was starting to do shorter songs. Everybody was yearning for that 45 records, you know, vinyl, those 45 records. And actually, that era was actually going back to some of that, like Buddy Holly area, the Elvis area. Bands were influenced by that in a new raw punk way, short songs. And our thing was, we really had the look down, kind of the look down, and we had the sound down and the attitude. A lot of bands didn't have that, and they were kind of trying to, some did, some didn't. You know, Seatbelts had it. Actually, the guy, Greg Upshur from Seatbelts, he was actually one of the guys, he was going to lead sing with me and Jimmy before we got Wally. We were trying to do something like Roxy Music. He was going to, that's what he was coming in for. It didn't work out, but anyway. And, you know, we're art students. Jimmy and I, I was going to go to art school. I was ready to go to art school. The band was starting to play, you know, it just took off. It started taking off. I had to quit my job. I worked at a supermarket, Chatham's on 10 Mile in East Detroit. Gigs started happening. I wanted to leave for a week to go to New York, and they wouldn't let me. I just walked out, went to New York, and that was it. You know, it was committed. We were committed and didn't give up. And you don't see that now too much. You get a band together for 6 months or a year, and they're done. They do a record in their bedroom, and, you know, it's something we derived from our roots. It was a real thing. We derived it from what we grew up on. We derived it from what we listened to. We derived it from the city, Detroit, the energy, the attitude.